Brain Ready, dedicated to helping you fight mental aging the easy and convenient way so you can finally turn back the clock on the effects that getting older has on your brain.
Welcome to episode 20 of the Brain Ready Braincast.
If you're new to Brain Ready, our award-winning Braincasts are the first audio-based brain exercise programs ever, making it easy, convenient, yet highly effective to get your daily mental cross-training from almost anywhere, anytime, even while you're busy doing other things. Whether you're going for a walk, at the gym, sitting in traffic, or just having breakfast, why not turn these routine activities into anti-aging opportunities that will help you turn back the clock on the mental decline we all face with age, even as young as your 30s and 40s? Now, we all know we need to exercise and eat right to keep our bodies healthy, but as we've learned, recent research shows that our brains also need exercise, perhaps even more, in order to keep your most important asset functioning properly, to keep it sharp, and even to help ward off the big mental diseases we all face, such as Alzheimer's, dementia, and memory loss. But dealing with confusing brain exercise programs, expensive subscriptions, and puzzle books is just a huge pain for most people, and therefore it's easy to lose interest. And that's where Brain Ready comes in. You can finally get your daily brain exercise just by listening, or on brainready.com, from anywhere, anytime, even while you're doing other things. So whether you're listening to these brain exercise audio programs, or zipping through our quick and easy Brain Flex worksheets and new brain games on brainready.com, listening to our meditative audiobooks, or learning about the latest brain health and anti-aging nutritional news on the brainready.com blog and our newsletter, our goal at Brain Ready is to make it incredibly easy, convenient, and fun to incorporate real brain exercises into your daily routine so that you can start whipping your brain and your overall health back into shape the fun and easy way. No more excuses. Find out more and sign up free at brainready.com. Okay, before we jump right into the brain exercises for this episode, here's a quick health news update with a few of the recent topics we're covering on the BrainReady.com blog.
Our latest article discusses the benefits of attentive listening and provides a simple exercise that you can do to test your concentration. This focus helps you digest information and clear the brain fog, and the exercise gives you the stimulus to work on it every day. Another topic covers a herb that has 42 times more antioxidant activity than apples, 30 times more than potatoes, 12 times more than oranges, and 4 times more than blueberries. Sounds like a superfood, doesn't it? Yet it's probably already in your spice rack. Check out the blog to find out just what it is. And in yet another article, we discuss a natural drink made from a herb found in a South American forest, and has quickly become the national drink in several South American countries like Argentina and Paraguay, and boasts numerous health benefits. It's called Yerba Mate, and after reading the article, I'm sure you'll be tempted to give it a try. So go to the website, brainready.com, and take the time to read all the articles. This will ensure you stay up to date with the latest information to keep your brain sharp.
Okay, now we're ready to dive into our Brain Ready exercises for this episode. As usual, we're going to start with a relaxing, meditative, creative visualization and memory exercise to get you warmed up before moving into some simple math, logic, and other exercises. These visualizations are a great way to help exercise your spatial, creative, memory, and visual brain areas, which most of us simply don't get to exercise enough during our typical day as we should. Ready? Get comfortable, relaxed, and ideally in a quiet place where you can really close your eyes and focus. Here we go.
When thinking about today's journey, I recall a time that brought great joy to my daughter when she was about 7, and thought it would be great if we could all imagine such unbridled enthusiasm. We went to Hanauma Bay in Hawaii, so come with me as we envision the experience. Imagine arriving at the national park and it's a beautiful, typical Hawaiian day with gorgeous sunshine and just a light breeze to freshen things up. After going through the briefing and hearing the rules about protecting the coral when we go in the water, we step outside the building and look at the magnificent vista from high up on the mountain. Sparkling blue water beneath us, surrounded by mountains on three sides. Look at the beautiful water in this cove. How relaxing and peaceful does it feel? As we walk down the steep road to the beach, we pass the natural vegetation and take in the smells. Can you sense the dense vegetation combined with the fresh breeze coming on shore? We've made it down to the beach now, Take off your shoes and feel the warm sand on your feet. How does it feel between your toes? What's that sound it makes when you walk on it? The lure of the water is proving too much. As you look around at the happiness and the togetherness of children playing on the water's edge. Carefree enjoyment, so great to see. Now put your foot in the water. Slightly cool, but refreshing on this warm day. Your legs tingle as you wade a bit deeper, but you quickly get used to the temperature, and that pleasurable feeling overcomes you. You're in now and your shoulders are covered. It's so relaxing. Next minute, this gorgeous fish swims past. So close you could reach out and touch him. Look at the colours, look at the size. And there's another one, different shape, different colours. You can't resist the temptation to swim after them, so you dive under the water. Look at that patch of white coral with little bits of seaweed sprouting from it. It's like another world down here. Amongst the rocks and coral, there's lots of little hiding places and tunnels where fish of all sizes and incredible colour schemes weave in and out. Lots of small sea creatures bob out and then retreat back to their hiding place. What are they? Can you tell? And look at that over there. Wow, how cute. And then a fish as long as your forearm swims by and distracts you again. Swim after it. It seems to be playing with you, encouraging you to follow. Somehow it knows it's safe and you're all here for fun. As enjoyable as it is, you feel it's time to get out of the water and relax on the beach. Lay back on that towel and just let your body go. How good does it feel? Your eyes are closed as you lay there and you can just feel the warmth of the sun's rays soaking into your body. Listen to the voices around you. Innocent children having fun at the beach. Your senses feel alive and you can smell different foods as others take in their snacks. The smell of sun cream lotion also wafts around. Was that one coconut? This relaxation is just what your body needs. Feels good, doesn't it? Now I want to go again, but it's time we got back to reality.
Okay, great. Do you feel like you're just using other areas of your brain that you don't normally get to use often enough? If you like these relaxing visualization exercises, be sure to check out the full versions on our brain exercise audiobook called Visualize Volume 1, which focuses on exercising your memory, spatial, creative, and visual brain areas through several complete visualization episodes. It's a relaxing, meditative way to help fight memory loss and losing your creative and spatial imagination abilities as you age. And you can download the audiobook right to your computer from brainready.com and listen to it anywhere you like, on your iPod or music player, right there on your computer, in your car, anywhere. For more info on Visualize Volume 1 and our other BrainReady audiobooks, go to brainready.com. Okay, moving on. Now it's time for Simple Math in the Mind. As we've learned in our other Braincast episodes, the research suggests that doing simple math equations quickly is one of the best mental workouts you can do, particularly for your most used prefrontal cortex. This is a great one to do while walking or jogging or sitting in traffic, or really any other activity that allows your brain to focus on solving these simple equations in your mind quickly. The goal is just to try to keep up, to do the simple math in your head without stopping. Ready? Here we go.
7 plus 2, 4 minus 3, 8 times 4, 7 times 7. 7 plus 7, 6 times 2, 21 minus 6, 8 plus 3, 6 times 4. So, how'd you go? Easy enough? Okay, now we're going to go a bit faster, see if you can keep up, and don't worry if you can't, just answer as many in your mind as you can. What counts is really just doing the exercise. It's the focus and the concentration that you're looking for. We're going to take your brain from a walking state to a jogging state. 16 minus 9. 5 times 7, 9 plus 8, 60 divided by 6, 12 plus 2, 17 plus 9, 8 minus 3, 7 times 4, 12 times 2. Great stuff. So now we're going to take it one notch faster. But don't worry, even if you find that you can't keep up very well, this is still worth trying as it really gets your brain firing on all cylinders. Okay, you ready? Let's do it. 7 times 3, 8 plus 4, 9 minus 4, 4 times 6, 7 plus 7, 12 minus 3, 7 plus 5, 7 times 5, 7 minus 5, 8 plus 7. That's it. So how'd you do? It's okay if you missed some or several of the answers because of the speed, so don't worry about that. The goal was just intense brain exercise. Now if you feel like you're just getting warmed up and you could do better if you try these again, feel free to skip back to the beginning of the first math exercise and try them again. You'll probably find that even after doing them only one time, you'll already be able to solve more of the problems and keep up than on your previous try. So do these math exercises as many times as you like before moving on to the next section. Now we're going to move on to this week's logic and reasoning. This one is great for your overall brain power across almost all areas, including memory, as you're doing these entirely in your head without paper or visuals. So it's perfect for these brain radio audio programs. Ready? Here we go. You fill your car up and you have enough petrol to get 800 miles. You know that you have to drive to town, which is 100 miles, then back home before later going to the beach, which is a round trip of another 200 miles. How much petrol will you have left at the end of the day? I'll just repeat it quickly. You fill your car up and you have enough petrol to get 800 miles. You know that you have to drive to town, and that's 100 miles. Then you have to drive back home before you go to the beach later, which is a round trip of another 200 miles. So how much petrol do you have left at the end of the day? The answer is half a tank. 200 miles to town and back, 200 miles to the beach and back. So that's 400 miles, which would empty half of your tank. Another one. Maddie drinks milk out of a green mug. All of her workmates, Caitlin has coffee in her blue mug and Beth has milk in a red mug. Now, if Maddie loses her mug, whose can she borrow if she doesn't like the taste of tea or coffee? Again, I'll repeat it. Maddie drinks milk out of a green mug. Whilst of her workmates, Caitlin has coffee in her blue mug and Beth has milk in a red mug. Now, if Maddie loses her mug, whose can she borrow if she doesn't like the taste of tea or coffee? The answer, of course, is Beth. Well done. It's just a case of focusing on the details. And it's the fact that she drinks milk that is the pertinent thing there. Next, you're driving on the highway and you put your car on cruise control at a speed of 80 miles an hour. How far would you travel in 15 minutes? Just repeat that. You're on the highway. You put your car on cruise control at a speed of 80 miles an hour. How far would you go in 15 minutes? The answer is 20 miles, as at 80 miles an hour, you would cover 40 miles in 30 minutes and thus 20 miles in a quarter of an hour. Let's keep it going. You've planned a holiday to Australia, the land down under, and they've already prepaid everything. However, before you travel, the currency depreciates by 10%. So how much extra does the holiday cost you? Let me just repeat that so you understand it. You've planned a holiday to Australia, the land down under, and you have already prepaid everything. However, before you travel, the currency depreciates by 10%. So how much extra does the holiday cost you? The answer should be nothing, as you've already prepaid the expenses. All right, one more of these. You have $20 in your pocket. You go to the shop for a loaf of bread, which is $5, and some bacon, which will cost $12. However, when you get there, you find that the eggs are $4 dearer than you expected. So do you have enough money? I'll just repeat it. You've got $20 in your pocket. You go to the shop for a loaf of bread, which is $5, and some bacon, which is $12. However, when you get there, you find that the eggs are $4 dearer than you expected. So do you have enough money? The answer is, of course, yes, because you're not there to buy eggs. Okay, great job. Now let's move on to this week's Follow the Numbers. It's simple math with a twist, try to keep solving the running equation in your head as it goes. For example, 3 plus 5 minus 2 plus 4 times 2 and so on. The goal is just to try to keep up. Are we ready? Here we go. 3 plus 3 times 3 minus 3 plus 5 divided by 1 minus 10 times 3. Did you answer 30? If so, great job. If not, feel free to skip back and try this one again till you can keep up and finish with the correct answer. Let's do another one. 4 plus 7 minus 5 plus 6 divided by 2 times 3 plus 1 minus 10. Did you say 9? Great. Okay, let's do one more of these. 12 times 2 minus 2 plus 3 minus 10 times 2 plus 2 minus 12 times 1. Okay, the correct answer, 20. Now, if you had difficulty following along, or if you feel that you could do better if you tried this again, now that you've warmed up, go ahead and skip back and try this section again. If you're using an iPod or an iTunes, you can easily skip back using the back arrow button on your iPod or from selecting the Follow the Numbers section from the chapter list in iTunes. And now for our last section of exercises for this episode, we're going to do a quick blast of cross-training exercises, a variety of fast one-off questions designed to prod different areas of your brain into action. Ready? Here we go. Quick. Spell the word aggregate. Aggregate. Did you say A-double-G-R-E-G-A-T-E? Now use the word aggregate in a sentence. An example of this might be, that result put both teams even on aggregate. Now spell the word simple backwards. The word is simple, but you have to spell it backwards. Did you say ELPMIS? Well done. Okay, quickly, what was the last movie you saw? What did you eat for dinner 2 nights ago? What about for breakfast yesterday? Another quick series. What's 4 times 8? 32. What's 32 divided by 2? 16. I'm sure they're coming to you quicker now. What's 80 minus 45? That's right, 35. Name a song that you used to dance to years ago. Now think of an old TV show that you used to love years ago. What was it called? How would you describe it to someone younger? And what was it about it that you enjoyed? Name one thing that you can do with 3 of your friends. Some enjoyable time that you can spend with each of them separately. So think of one friend first, then a suitable outing you'd like to do with them. Okay? Now do all 3 friends. Quickly, a simple thought. Remember that having an active social connection and relationships is directly correlated with better mental health and overall health with aging. In fact, it's one of the most significant factors. So maybe it's time to do the things on your list that you've just compiled. Take the initiative and ask them. Now describe what the inside of your fridge smells like. Be as descriptive as you can. Let's hear it. Hopefully the word fresh came to mind. Right, moving on. Imagine that you had to explain to someone what the word empathy means. Empathy. What the term empathy means, obviously without using that word in the sentence. Quickly, what's the sum of the following equation? 4 plus 8 plus 8 plus 8 plus 4. Correct answer is 32. Now count the number of letters in the word empathy. Count in your head, so envision the word, now count the letters. Correct answer is 7 letters. Okay, now a quick short-term memory exercise. Memorize the following number. 18, 31, 542. Okay, say it. 18, 31, 5, 4, 2. Now we'll add to it. 18, 31, 5, 4, 2, 12. Got it? Now say it. 18, 31, 5, 4, 2, 12. Now let's put something in front of it. 04, 18, 31, 5, 4, 2, 12. Got it? Now say the whole thing. Did you say 04, 18, 31, 5, 4, 2, 12? Hey, well done. You've finished the hard work and I'm sure your brain will feel the benefits from this complete cross-training workout. Now you can understand the power and importance of exercising your brain as well as your body. That wraps up our Brain Ready Braincast for episode 20. We hope you've already incorporated Brain Ready into your routine and are already feeling sharper, smarter, and more alive. And thanks to all of you who continue to email us your stories about how Brain Ready has helped you and your friends. It's great to hear. Now, to really get the full mental cross training you need, visit the brainready.com website and try out our completely free brain fitness programs, including our other Braincast episodes, our addictive Brain Flex worksheets, and find out which natural foods and drinks help fuel your brain and body and turn back the clock on aging, and even help prevent the big diseases that we should all be concerned about. You can take steps to prevent it now, no matter what your age. And be sure to check out our Brain Flex books and the new creativity and memory-focused audiobook called Visualize Volume 1, which make getting your brain back into shape fun and convenient. You can download them now at brainready.com. BrainReady.com also gives you the latest brain health news, research and recommendations, plus links to our favourite recommended foods and supplements for brain health and optimal ageing. So use it as your one-stop shop for brain health and anti-ageing. And don't forget to sign up for our free BrainReady email newsletter, which delivers brain health and anti-ageing news, free brain exercises, nutritional tips and more right to your inbox. If you do subscribe, be sure to add the address info@brainready.com to your email address book, as many email services may try to filter such outside emails as spam. So that's www.brainready.com. Visit now and start getting your mental health back into shape and keep it that way for life. Thanks again for listening. This has been a Brain Ready Proprietary Limited production. Medical disclaimer: the statements and information provided in this broadcast and other Brain Ready Braincasts and products are of a general nature and are not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. Always consult with your doctor or health practitioner regarding what is right for you and your specific health situation.